This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. All right, before we went to break, and by the way, coming up in this hour, we are hoping to hear from Deshaun Watson. So it could happen pretty soon here is what we're hoping for. If Deshaun Watson starts to speak, you know we will have it for you, and we will cover it for you. And, of course, you know when we have press conferences, they are brought to you by Nissan of North Homestead and I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village. Shop online at bignissan.com. So, but when we get to those press conferences, you'll know that as we hit the press conference against Deshaun Watson and Kevin Stefanski. I want to go back to a question that we talked about earlier, Jeff, when we were talking about Tiger Woods, and when should be the right time for him to retire. And I got to tell you, I don't care if he's playing bad golf. I like to watch him play. I don't care if he's five under. I'm going to watch because somewhere in the back of my mind, I think he might have a chance to come back. So let's say he's five over after the first round. Wouldn't it be great to see the great comeback, the great Tiger comeback of the weekend? And I think that CBS and the other golf networks do a nice job of still redefining the story that he is of interest and that people still want to watch him. Now, if you're Tiger, you have to ask yourself, okay, am I playing anywhere near where I should be playing? Then maybe I should stop. And if it's about money or being...
He's probably just not capable of that anymore.
I don't think he is, not on a weekly basis. I mean, he might catch fire one weekend. We've seen that before.
And as Colin Montgomery said, he plans to play like once a month. He said, well, that's not going to be enough to stay competitive. So you become ceremonial. And the last thing I ever wanted to see from Tiger Woods is to be a ceremonial player on the PGA Tour.
All right. So, I mean, Tiger might need the cash. He's only worth $1.3 billion. So, I don't know. What would you do if you were Tiger? Would you go on a teaching tour? If I were him, how old's this kid now?
Two kids. I don't know.
Yeah, the oldest. I'm trying to remember how old his oldest was.
Really don't know. Charlie. He's old enough to play golf. I don't know what his daughter's name is. I don't know if he's older or younger. Charlie can play. No pressure there.
Yeah, I think it'd be... he's only, what? He's not even 50 yet.
He's 48. He's 2 years away from the senior tour.
So weird. He's not even 50 yet, Jeff.
Andy, he's 48.
What would you do if you were him? What would you do? What would Jeff Phelps do if you were Tiger Woods?
I don't know where his head is. If he just decided that he likes playing in PGA Tour events and wants to compete in the majors and just go on out there, that's fine. With his leg, and have you seen pictures of his leg when he's wearing shorts?
I saw it early. I can't.
Completely. It's
I don't
want
to watch
it. It's a mess. Health-wise, he's just not the same guy. And I don't know how you could be. I mean, it was a real serious thing. Guy almost lost his leg. And he's come back and he's played fairly well. But, Andy, he's not been a real force on tour in any way other than eyeballs. For a long, long time.
Do you still watch golf for Tiger Woods?
Absolutely not.
You don't?
No.
Man, if I see Tiger on the course, I'm hooked. I'm watching.
I don't.
I don't care. It's like, am I alone on that?
You watch golf for Larry Mize?
No. Tiger Woods is not Larry Mize.
I know that.
I don't care about
Tiger
Larry
Woods
Mize.
Isn't Tiger Woods anymore. It's like, hey, here's a guy who shot 82 in the Masters. Great, let's put all kinds of coverage on him.
Dan, do you still watch for Tiger Woods? If you see Tiger on there, are you changing the channel?
No, if he's on, I'm watching. But I'm also watching Scottie Scheffler, and I'm also watching Max Homa, and I'm also watching Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. We could go down the line from there.
I get it, but I still think that, you know, Tiger brought a whole group of people to watching a game that they never watched before. And I still think when he pops on the screen that he brings the casual golf fan to the monitor.
And he brings the diehard fan at this point.
The diehard fan is not turning away when Tiger Woods is on
the screen. They're not turning away, Andy, but I can tell you last week, I just thought, man, there's so much Tiger coverage here. You're hoping he makes the cut. Can you show me some of the young guys who are near the lead, please?
How many people are watching it that way, though? Do you think you're alone?
Absolutely not.
Do you think you're in the majority?
No. You know, the folks with a passing interest in golf don't know anybody other than Tiger Woods. They might know Phil. They don't know John Rahm.
And that is golf's biggest problem.
And there it is.
Golf has a Tiger Woods problem, and they don't have a solution to it. And they haven't figured out how to get around it.
He's clearly the most popular player in the game still, even though he's not a competitive factor.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler problem. Has been cooking.
I have the answer.
Season.
Caitlin Clark switches to golf.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
that's what they need, though, right? Isn't that what they need? Is Scottie Scheffler going to be able to drive the masses to watch golf because he won the Masters?
It's not just that. He's been on a tear. He's been the best golfer on the planet for a while, and it's kind of just, you know,
why?
He should be the favorite for the PGA Championship. I think because he's got a personality that's wallpaper. I mean, I love watching Scottie play golf. He's a nice person.
There were national shows ragging on Scottie Scheffler because they said he's not good for golf.
He's good for the game. I agree.
They said he's not.
That he's not good for golf?
Yeah, because of what Dan just said.
Then he needs to be they need to market him right. That's like, I don't see, you know where the only place I ever see him on? Golf Channel. During an event. Why am I not seeing a promo for him during another sporting event? Why am I not seeing a commercial for him somewhere else? Why isn't his face popping up when I click on ESPN? Why? Like, they're not marketing. They have a marketing problem. That's what the issue is. They need another Tiger Woods. They need somebody else.
Well, there's only been one of those, so good
luck. I understand.
Luck.
But they need... Well, that's not true. I mean, there was Jack, and there was... I mean, there have been other players throughout... Yes. There have been other players. Again, I'm talking about the top.
Andy,
but we live in an age of marketing.
Unfortunately, you're going back 50, 60 years.
Totally get it. Totally get it. Totally understand it.
And since Jack Nicklaus, who has been just nuts? One guy and one guy only.
No, I'm not. Phil had a little bit of a run. Not anywhere near.
Right.
But Tiger had.
But you're talking about absolute icons of the game. Arnie, Jack, Tiger. Phil's in there. Tom Watson's in there in that range. Lee Trevino's in there. Guys who had some success and everything else. But it's really hard to come up with Michael Jordan. It's hard to come up with LeBron. Yeah, and that's what Tiger is. That's what Jack was. That's what Arnie was.
Well, and the problem is they kind of they swung and missed a little. Because the next one they were pushing was Rory. Well, Rory hasn't won a championship in 10 years. He hasn't won a major in 10 years.
Yeah, Rory's a fine player, but he's not reached that upper echelon.
He's been known for Caroline Wozniacki and the fact that he can't figure out how to, you know, and the fact that he was on the group for the Live Tour than he is for what he's done on the course.
Do you have to win to be popular to make the sport more popular?
No, but if you're not winning, you better be something really different, special, whatever.
Entertaining.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
When he decided to go Popeye on us.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. That was entertaining. He became very popular. Hi, I'm trying to beat the living you-know-what out of the ball. Hit it harder than everybody. Oh, and yeah, by the way, all of my irons are the same length. It's the Trevor Bauer of golf. When it comes to scientifically trying to manipulate the sport. But yet he didn't reach that level of popularity, Andy.
So how do you get there today? How do you get to that point? I, look, Can we be honest? I mean, how many people really do? A year ago, I'll even be fair about it. Super nice. How many of us knew who Caitlin Clark was a year ago?
Me?
You do? I mean, yeah, but I mean, like, most people didn't.
2 years ago? Nah.
Does that make you? Okay, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. So, but look at her and look at where she is right now. Look what she's done for their game. And now she finds herself, like, even watching Saturday Night Live the other night, having to do the, you know, paying respect to the players that got there before, which I think all great players will do anyway. But she's got to use every public forum she has to try to make sure that the word gets out there because, you know, we've heard other players say, wait till she gets to the league. It's not going to be as easy as she thinks and blah, 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 blah. Why? Why would you do that? Your sport needs the help. And you don't necessarily have to win a championship to make the sport great or to be successful, right?
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah?
I'd like to thank all of the ladies who came before me in the WNBA and made it possible for me to make $338,000 on a four-year rookie deal. You did a great job selling the
sport.
I read
those numbers last night, too. What's the other numbers, though? The commercial. I think she's $5.5 million or something like that.
That's her. Good for her.
Yeah.
Her rookie deal.
There are no jerseys left. I read this morning.
She's making under $100,000 a year average.
You can't buy an Indiana Clark jersey right now. I saw that this morning. They sold out yesterday, all of them.
They changed the team name to the Indiana Clarks?
Whatever it takes. So when we're talking about golf,
isn't
we're talking
that
about
silly, though, by the way. That's all that she's making to play the game.
I don't know. You look
now, they only play half a season compared to the NBA.
All right, let's do this. We are standing by for Berea now because we are waiting for players to start speaking as the guys are in town. So hopefully Deshaun Watson shortly right here at Baskin & Phelps.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff.
All right. Voluntary off-season workouts, Jeff. Voluntary. Like, hey, if you're around, you want to stop by, you can work out if you want to.
You want to come into town? We'd love to have you.
I think that's how it works.
There's food in the cafeteria.
Does that work that way, you think?
Yes. If your name is Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
Denzel.
That's
although
true.
Denzel's here. Amari Cooper. If your name is Joe Flabeats and I'm hoping to make the team. By golly, Joe, you should show up.
I don't think Joe is because I just saw the new jersey numbers are there.
Yeah. There's no Flabeats?
No, I was looking for it. Didn't come up. What am I looking? Judy is 3, Winston 5, Huntley 10, Hines 22, Foreman 27.
Judy's wearing number three, huh?
Yeah, number 3. These just came out today. Cade York changes his number. 36. I don't know if you have a choice. I can't
remember. That was his college number, wasn't it?
So now he's going to wear 36. Hardy 28, Bush 30, Brown 38, Hicks 58, Jefferson 72.
Hut.
Yeah, so that's like, and jersey swaps. Delpit's going to wear 9, McLeod 12. Who else? Michael Woods is moving to 81, Isaiah Thomas 96.
Like the free for all of numbers now?
No, I hate it.
Do you?
I can't stand it. Especially for receivers.
I agree with you.
It just, I think it made the game easier to watch when you had the confined numbering group for all, like, linebackers. When I see, you know, like, 2 or 3 at linebacker, it just kind of goofs me up because I'm like, oh, no, it's defensive. No, it's, and I, like, I don't understand.
I think your thought's really valid. I do think it made the game easier to watch. For instance, Jadeveon Clowney wearing number 24. I've mentioned that before for Baltimore last year.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. What's a DB doing? That's Clowney.
Right. I also think it's got to be harder for the officials.
Yeah,
a legal man downfield to me seems like it's a real easy call when you see a number that's, you know, 10 yards downfield that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I like, I don't know why they would do that to the officials.
I would think it's tough. I think they think it's adding personality and character to the game.
Unnecessary. I just think it was unnecessary.
I would agree with you.
You know, I'm sure players wanted to try to get numbers, and that, to me, that's all about the player. That has nothing to do with the game or the.
But the players like it, so whatever.
And now we have to worry about the helmet.
We'll get used to it.
Are we excited for this new face mask thing? I don't know if that's a thing. It is like every time I talk to Daryl. Like, it's, oh, new face mask, new this. I
couldn't care less, and I barely
care.
Notice.
I don't know. Do you know, Dan, do you know?
You want to put a number on the helmet? You want to put a logo on the helmet? Fine. That's a big deal that's worth a conversation.
If the
changing the color of a face mask or the finish of a helmet or a stripe. Or
the logo on the crown. That's the crown here, right? Isn't that the crown?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is the yoke. This is the crown, right?
And he's pointing.
I feel like
to
this is some
right
kind of religious
schnoz.
This is like a religious experience I got going on here. I got
either that, or you're pointing to where you need a tracheotomy.
Well, that's true too. But that's the yoke. Yoke's on you, right? That's right there. So
I see what you're doing.
I just kind of look at some. So when you look at the Browns and you look at this offseason, again, we're waiting to hear from Deshaun Watson. We're waiting to hear from some of the players. Out in Berea, voluntary workouts going on.
Kevin Stefanski,
workout, all those things. So, will we hear from Katie York? What do you think?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I hope Cade has a phenomenal career. I would like to say I hope it's here, except for the fact that Dustin Hopkins has been terrific since he's been here.
He has been.
I do think it was a very – ready? I think it was a very wise move to sign another kicker. And if you liked Cade York enough to draft him, why not give him another chance?
I just think
just in case Dustin gets hurt.
Well, you know, he didn't take the demotion. Not here. Like, it was. Why wouldn't you just want to stay in the practice squad here? Why did he?
Because he was.
His feelings were hurt?
I'm sure his feelings were hurt. He probably thought, well, this guy, he beat me out. They decided I didn't earn the job, and they traded for this guy.
Yeah, that's you against yourself. That's not somebody else beating you out.
Right, it was real clear that. Okay, it's real clear who they favored, right? So if I was him, I'd have gone somewhere else too.
They favored anybody over him at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there was no last name on the jersey before Hopkins, and then Hopkins became the name on the jersey. All right, when we look at what this team has done in the offseason, Jeff, and I'm looking at all these new jerseys, and I'm wondering, hey, how's
the Deontay Foreman wearing, does it say?
Deontay Foreman is wearing 27.
Okay.
27.
You know I'm a huge Deontay Foreman fan.
Oh, I know you are.
And I have been for years.
So where is that on your confidence level of what they were able to do in the offseason?
You know what they did at running back? They brought in Foreman. What does that do? I will tell you, I think if somebody decided to give that guy 250 carries, he'd go to the Pro Bowl. The Browns won't give him 250 carries. He's going to continue to be what he's been his entire career. I mean, this guy's been out of the league, Andy. You know, he tore his Achilles in Houston and then found himself out of the league. And Mike Vrabel in Tennessee brought him in and gave him a chance, and then Carolina and blah, blah, blah. This guy's he's had a tough fight. I don't think he'll become a 250-carry guy here while Nick Chubb is healing up. I think Jerome Ford will probably still be the starter. I think Pierre Strong will be on the team. And I think Foreman will kind of be what he was in Chicago last year, which is, hey, fellas, it's me, Deontay Foreman. I'm good to go if you want me to play. Inactive? I can't control that. I'll sit over here and wait. And then he got a chance to play, and he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's done that his entire career. He did it when he filled in for Derrick Henry in Tennessee. He did it when he took over for Christian McCaffrey in Carolina. Carolina should have just kept him. That was silly. Instead, they went out and gave Miles Sanders gazillions of dollars, and he wasn't very good. They should have just saved some money and kept the guy who was working for him. He's 6'1", 230 pounds. He's a hammer. And I think Browns fans are going to absolutely love him. And I think Browns fans are going to scream for him to get the ball more. And he won't. And that's okay.
I think they're going to scream for any running back to get the ball
more. Dan's laughing. Why are you laughing? You know they're not going to give
him. That was absurdly blunt.
They're not going to
deliver.
It was true, though.
They're not going to give him 250 carries. But if they did, I'll bet he goes to the Pro Bowl. I bet he gains 1,200 yards if he gets 250 carries.
Jeff, if he got over...
He's a hammer.
Jeff, if he gets over 125 carries, it means that they trust him, and therefore he's gaining yards, and therefore he would be a Pro Bowler. Right? I'm not trying to...
I really like him. I really do.
When I look at what they did in the offseason, they answered... Unless you wanted a different quarterback, they answered every question that I think you needed. Answered. They pick up Judy... They needed a wide receiver.
Is that an answer or is that a...
It's an answer.
Is that a dart?
No, it's an answer. I think that's an answer. That's more than a dart. You go out and get Jordan Hicks. You get Devin Bush. You got Quentin Jefferson, too.
I do like the linebacker additions. I think Devin Bush could be good. We'll see.
So, they went back in and they filled in the holes they need.
I love the Jameis Winston signing.
I do, too.
Just in case Deshaun's not good to go.
Jeff, I don't mind the Tyler Huntley signing. I like all of it.
I thought that one was weird.
I also think you talk about Hines and Foreman, and they brought in quality running backs, as long as they're healthy, that can fulfill the needs of what this offense wants. There's a part of me, and I love. By the way, I love the fact that they restructured Nick's deal while I was gone.
Yeah.
I'm happy they did.
You left town and went, now, let's do it now. So
while Baskin's gone. Let's take care of this now.
Otherwise, Baskin's doing 4 hours on it.
Like, I look at the running back situation. I think the Browns have two different philosophies on running back. Nick when he's healthy and everybody else. Because I think they'll use Nick a little bit more than everybody else except for third down in different ways than they would anybody else who's on the roster. He is such a special player that I think that they go out of their own comfort zone giving the ball to a running back because it's Nick Chubb and because he's been able to do what he's been able to do. The question is he going to be that guy when he comes back from this injury? And we all know that, right? We all know that. But I think they hold Nick to a different standard, and they should. Shouldn't they, Jeff? They should hold him to a different standard and be able to use him in different – if he's healthy. Just take this whole conversation on the premise that he's healthy, okay?
Okay.
That he should be used in a different way. That he should see the ball maybe as much as your top receivers or give him the opportunity. He's going to get more because he's a running back if you want to run the ball. Problem is they're only going to do it on a first or second down with
him. We're assuming he's healthy, right?
Yeah, assuming he's healthy.
He's your best offensive player.
Yes, thank you. Although Mark Cooper can be close.
No, he's not.
But shouldn't your quarterback be your best offensive player?
No. You would like him to be. You going to tell me Brock Purdy's better than Christian McCaffrey?
No, he's not. You're right. But to win a game, you need to have a quarterback who can win a game for you. You can't rely on Amari Cooper or Nick Chubb or David Njoku to win the game on you.
By yourself.
Yeah. You have to have Deshaun in that situation. You have to have James
Winston. Well, same thing with a running back. You know, you better have a line or you're not going to have any holes to run through.
I like what they've done in the offseason. I still know that people might say, well, maybe they're the third or the fourth best team in the AFC North. If that's what you want to believe going into it, I still think the third or fourth team is going to be able to make the playoffs this year. Look how close we were last year to having
third or fourth team.
Well, I'm saying that people outside of Cleveland are looking at them this way. I don't know how are you like. I think that they have the opportunity maybe to be the second best team in the. And I just, for some reason, every time I want to think they're the best team in the North, the Ravens do something that will blow your mind away. Joe Burrow is going to be the quarterback that he was when he's not hurt. The Bengals will win it. I'm not banking on the Browns to win the North. I'm not.
I'm not.
Why should I? They never have.
I'm not ready to tell you they can't, though.
I'm not either. But I'm not banking it. If someone says, are the Browns going to win the North? I'm going to be like, oh, I don't think so. I don't know. I think they have enough to get to the playoffs.
Right now, my answer to that would be, you know what? Let me see the draft. Let me see where this goes, and I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you in August. I think they could.
Yeah.
Right now, but let's see the draft. Let's see where it goes.
It's more than the draft. I need to see Deshaun be healthy. I can't wait to hear from him. Hopefully, we'll hear from him shortly, very shortly. So hopefully, when we come back, we'll be hearing from the Browns. We'll be hearing from Deshaun Watson. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We're heading to Berea shortly. The draft is almost here. The boys are back in Berea today. Voluntary workouts for the Browns as we embark on another season. I guess we've turned the page. We're already into the calendar year for next season. One of the topics we didn't get a chance to talk about while I was gone was...
Wait, how do you know? You weren't here.
We didn't get a chance to talk about...
Oh.
Brazil. And the fact that the Packers got the game and we didn't.
Yeah.
And you were... I don't care. How were you on that?
Andy, I just want our team to go win some football games. I don't care where they're playing. I personally think it's better for them not to go to Brazil. They have their little heart set on the Greenbrier. Go, do your little thing, picnic, have your good time, be away, bond, and then regroup. The last thing they needed if they were going to do the Greenbrier was a great big trip to Brazil to start the season. My thought.
I started thinking, look, we're going to end up with a game in London.
Well, that might still be.
Or Germany.
Be. That might
yeah,
still
I saw it. So, Dan, I'm just going to ask you the first
Which
question.
Which is not as big of a deal as Brazil, I would think, from a logistical
I cannot speak
standpoint.
Portuguese in a Wisconsin accent. Throw that out the window.
That's going to be really interesting to see that. How are they going to do that?
See, you were working on your Italian accent. I thought you were working
no,
on your
Portuguese.
No, and
you're really not going to like me, Jeff, because, you know, like, so
what do you mean, not going
to? You're not going to like me on this one. So, and I just think for any football team that's in the Eastern time zone, I just think playing in Germany is not going to be, or London isn't going to be that big a deal. I just don't.
No, I'm not going to argue with you on that.
No, but I mean,
London, a London trip to play Jacksonville would be much easier than going to Brazil and being the first game for the NFL on the South American continent, a huge deal PR-wise, all kinds of stuff,
right.
Longer travel.
But I know
deal,
we've had
bigger
this...
logistics because they've never done it before. I just think you didn't need that distraction. And I think those things, though they can be wonderful for the NFL, apparently in the NFL's mind, again, you're trying to spread the game to countries that don't play the game. Okay, whatever. That's fine. I would prefer from a competitive standpoint that my team not have to go do it. So you will not see one tear shed by this guy that the Browns are not going to Brazil.
So, I said a little bit of it yesterday, but when we were flying to Europe last week, that I kept thinking to myself, Jeff, that I was like, Jeff thinks that this is going to be a major hassle for NFL teams if they want to try to fly over for a week and then come back and play, and that they would need a week off or they would need a couple extra days off to do this. I think this whole thing still comes down just like it's the Players Association is what's going to stop it from happening if it doesn't happen.
I think more so, Andy, than a team flying over there to play is a team based there. Like if you have a European team, that team to me is working at an extreme disadvantage to any team that would be based in the States.
I would think that there would be some sort of European bonus if you played in Europe that they could probably try to figure out because of what's going on there, right? That they would end up with some kind of European bonus if you were able to do that.
I would think so. Except for one thing.
I didn't think it was a big deal.
Honestly, I think it would put a European team at a complete disadvantage. I really do. And then,
but if your family was over there with you and
but
they took care of housing, I mean, I'm just saying all these little things that could.
What if you don't want your family over there with you?
Then you tell them, I don't want my family over there.
My kids are in fourth grade. Why do I want to yank them out of their school and move them to Frankfurt?
Well, Daddy's got to go work for a month in Germany. That's all there is to
it. A month?
Yeah, you play four games there. You come back home. You play another four here, whatever. You figure it out that way. Dad's got to go work in Germany for a week in FaceTime. I mean, I watched a solar eclipse on FaceTime with my daughter. I think, and
Andy's the only guy I know who would have a great vacation and text his workday partner during the eclipse complaining about news coverage.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
I'm thinking, Andy, what are you doing?
I was watching the eclipse.
Get this, folks. This is our boy, okay?
You know, I got something worse.
This is our boy.
Okay. I thought you were going to explain
it. You don't
want
to tell it?
No, I'm just saying.
Andy wanted to see the eclipse in Ohio, so he was trying to watch local news while he's sitting in Italy while his wife's on a work trip.
Yes.
And Andy was like, you know, the baggage who got to go along for free.
Yes,
and
true.
He's trying to see local news coverage of the eclipse in Ohio while he is sitting in Italy. The dude is on the vacation of a lifetime, and he's trying to watch local news to see an eclipse.
Because the eclipse was a once-in-a-lifetime event here. Look,
here it comes. Yep, it's covered up. That's cool. Oh, wait a minute. Now there's light. I guess I'll mow the lawn.
Jeff, I'm listening to everybody back here saying this is like one of the coolest things that's ever happened in their lifetime. That they're just so...
It was taken. Very
like,
cool.
People are like crying. I'm watching and I'm going... Well, at least I got to watch this with my daughter.
That was just Josh Dobbs, because he's a pastronaut.
Oh, is that how it works?
Josh was into it.
I saw that. I caught all that stuff.
And Baskin is sitting in Italy.
Oh, you're really not going to want to hear
it. Great food, hot chicks poolside. And he's like, oh, I got to watch local news to see the eclipse. Oh, my God, I better text Phelps.
You're really going to hate the next thing that I'm going to have to say.
Okay. Here it comes.
So every day, you know,
you were wearing your eclipse glasses poolside in Italy just so you could, like, take part.
So at, I think it was 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock, man. Boom, I hit the app all the time. I was listening to the show.
What is wrong
Are
with you?
Are you kidding me?
No, I didn't have anything to do.
Oh,
I didn't have anything. I was just getting ready.
I'm sorry. Congratulations to your wife for having a great gig, working for a great company where she gets to travel the world for her gig.
And you're
the tag along, and you're listening to this crap in Italy?
I was listening to the Odyssey app in Italy. Yes.
First and foremost.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you
for using the Odyssey app.
Yes.
You can download that right now, and you listen to the most local coverage in the state of Ohio.
You're darn right.
Internationally now.
You're darn right.
You had nothing better to do than to listen to
us? I was getting ready to go for a walk. So, you know, you're checking out. We were in Bologna, and so there was just a lot of – there were some cool things to do while I was there. And, here comes
– Poobah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Poobah's
going to
be
the room.
More mad at me.
Well, no.
Poobah's going to be
even
more mad at me.
He's very proud of you because you downloaded the Odyssey app and you used it.
In Italy.
But the dude's in Italy.
Dude, so he's going
to
be –
listening to us?
Hang on. Before you even open the mic, you're going to be even more mad. Because I left my podcast stuff in my backpack as I took it with me to Italy. So I could have done a podcast while I was in Italy. In case anything big happened to the Browns. I just wanted you to know I was prepared. God.
By the way, Kevin Stefanski coming up at 1.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh,
good.
1 o'clock. It's good. Official now?
No, but that's what we've been told. Baskin.
Yeah.
What exactly did you hear on the Odyssey app?
I heard us. I was listening to our show.
Give me an example of what you heard.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
What day?
Yeah, it depends on
sports.
The day.
I know. I want to know because there's a small problem with the Odyssey app outside the United States.
This is not true. I listened to us in Italy because I thought it didn't work internationally.
It doesn't work internationally.
I have bad news for you. It worked in Italy.
Oh, no.
100%. I listened to Ken and Anthony,
I will check
too.
It out, but you might be able to get the podcast. I don't think you can listen live.
I was listening live. In Italy,
you're sure?
1,000% sure.
You sure you weren't using one of those DirecTV illegal streams that
I absolutely was not.
That you usually, you know.
I thought I don't do anything.
No, sure you don't. Uh-huh.
Call the authorities.
Yep.
I remember you saying to me, and I remember thinking that I'm not going to be able to listen live because I'm overseas. And boom, it worked in Italy. I'm just telling you.
All right. So I just want to let you know that when
is
I was in Italy.
Is there anybody who's listening to us in Italy right now?
I want to tell you that I was in Italy over the summer, and I can confirm it did not work there.
I was in Italy last week, and
I can't confirm
it worked.
So here's the other thing, Baskin.
Well, I have somebody on one is in Italy right now.
Well, that's great. We need to discuss something on the air and for all the other people in society.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
Thank you, Andy.
Why was I?
You take days off because they're called what?
Days off.
Vacation.
I'm not taking a day off, though, from Cleveland sports. Ever. I want to know what's going on. Unless
you take
I'm in
them
place...
off all the time here.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Wow. Shots fired.
Whoa.
There is that no is way you heard us live. There's just
I mean, wait, okay, wait, so wait. Listen, Robert
and Brexit.
Robert on line one. Can you, I don't know, are you going to be able to hear this?
Yeah, I'll just open the door.
Okay, open the door so he can hear. Can you?
Yeah, there you
go. Go ahead.
Pooh-Bah is now opening the door because he turned his microphone.
I know where he works. I can just come down to the Halley building in 15 minutes and tell him myself.
No, tell him.
If he doesn't want to come in there and listen.
Tell him.
It works in Italy, Pooh-Bah. I have no reason to lie to you. I swear on that apron I got for you and your wife that you can, in fact, hear quick predicts in every other very important segment relative to the success of the Cleveland Browns.
Robert, well done. As always, a super friend of the show.
Show's on with you. Go home an hour early and still get paid.
Boom.
Thanks for the European candy.
Thank you, Robert.
Candy.
Thank you. Robert. All right, so we're glad we can tell our boss where our signal goes. Thank you.
You don't
know
how happy my wife was when she got a Mrs. Pooh-Bah jersey.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not kidding. She thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Awesome. Did Caitlin Clark sign your apron?
No, she did not.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Thank you, Robert. That is something that I did not know, and I can tell you because, yes, I do live Cleveland sports every day.
I live it every day. I'm not going away from it. I want to know.
We need to discuss your engagement in the United States then.
What?
Your engagement in the United States.
I was extremely
Hey, Jeff, yeah. I was, doing hockey last night. What happened last night? Yes?
Oh,
no?
Okay.
Yes?
Is that really where you're going with
yes,
this?
Yes, that's where I was going with this.
Wow. Okay. And if I asked you something that was going on in New York right now, would you know what's going on in New York sports-wise?
Yes.
Why?
John Sterling.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Roth's retirement. He's going to get Sterling just, this is Yankeeography, the lives and times of the Pooh-Bah.
Pooh-Bah-ography.
Pooh-Bah-ography comes with a shovel. And a receipt from an Ivy League school.
I'm not sure what that meant.
I have no idea either.
Yeah. You know
so
what it comes
when you in. Lived in Montana, you didn't follow anything back here.
I followed everything that was going
so
on back
So I can't?
Here. No, I don't have a problem. So why can't I still follow Cleveland sports while I'm gone, especially for opening day?
I'd just like you to follow it here.
Hey, Dan, when's
would
Devante
you stop
speak?
It?
This is just fun.
I'm more going to point out that I wrote you a 3,000-word email of crap to do in Italy, and you chose what you could have done
You
here.
Chose to listen
I
to
agree.
Us.
Uh-huh.
Guys,
I agree.
I had gave like, you
I had like an
massive,
hour or
I gave
two.
You videos.
I was
I
chilling.
Gave you all sorts
Andy,
of crap,
your wife,
and you chose to tune
your
in
Your wife's
station.
Not listening. Can I just say this?
Yes.
Hot Italian women at the pool? You couldn't go out and just sit?
We didn't have a pool. We didn't have it. We didn't
pool
have a
pond.
We didn't have a pond. We didn't have a swamp. We didn't have anything.
Your wife was at work. You could have just gone to a park and
sat
there.
For everybody else who goes to Italy beside Jeff Phelps,
yeah,
I am so sorry that you used the Odyssey app while you were in Italy.
Wow. I was also prepared to do a podcast, had it happened, while my wife was at her conference. Oh, I would have done a podcast.
Which podcast would that have been?
I don't know. What do you want to call it?
Well, we're looking for a new name. I mean, Brownie Bites is the one that
always
looks like
game
it's going
to
be.
Allowed to do always
it.
Game I like day it. In Bologna.
That's fine.
Always,
thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
There's always bolognese.
Oh, the tortellini was so good. Man, the food was so good.
I just want to know what was going through fresh. Your brain when you were like, I'm bored. What
I'm
should I
listen
do?
Listen to Phelps and Mannequin.
Exactly. Because I barely did it.
What is wrong with you people?
Our loved ones
do
don't
you not,
even think
I mean,
that.
We've been doing this show for more than a decade now. Do you not have any
my
pride
wife doesn't
in your
even
show?
Know I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I know she does. I can't
the
believe I'm being
cares
belittled
I'm employed
for this.
On the first of
don't
the 15th.
Even think about it.
Bye, Pooh-Bah.
Please learn something about our signal, too, before you come back in the room. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. We got a press conference.
So
Kevin Stefanski.
So we hear.
Kevin Stefanski coming up, or else you're going to hear us talk more about
I'll
Italy
believe it
when
I
back.
See it.
Oh, look, more people letting the Pooh-Bah know that the Odyssey app works outside of our country. Thank you. Basket info.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.